The NHL has figured out what their format will look like when they return to play. Baseball is fighting over money. Basketball, they're trying to figure out what return to play will look like concerning playoffs, who plays regular season. And we talk about it right now with one of the very best, Shams Charania of The Athletic, as well as Stadium. Shams, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Shams, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Good. Right now, you know, obviously we read your article over the weekend about the survey being sent to general managers on, you know, what they would like to see. What do you see as the leader in the clubhouse right now on what the season will look like once we return to play in the NBA?
Yeah, you know, in talking to whether it's owners, players, teams, the sense that I keep getting is most of them want to see a return of anywhere between 18 to 24 teams, and not having the teams that are outside of the playoffs as far down as, you know, whether you have the Knicks or, you know, the Warriors, the Hawks. You know, some of those teams want to play, you know, maybe one or two of those teams in the bottom feeding levels they want to play. But the vast majority, you know, if you really look at the players in the eyes, they do not feel there is a need or real desire to go there. So, you know, in the bubble city of Orlando, you know, when the NBA does figure out a return to play strategy. So, you know, that's the sense that I get from teams. But again, this will ultimately be a decision in the hands of Adam Silver, the players, the owners, that they're going to continue to talk through, most likely starting Friday when they get on an owner's call with Adam Silver. There's also a GM call on Thursday. We'll probably they're going to continue to throw around ideas and talk about the survey that was handed out to executives over the weekend. But listen, like whether it's a playoff plus format, you know, in some kind of a play. And I do believe Adam Silver wants to have a traditional playoff that, you know, a group as interesting as a group stage Olympic play style, you know, regular season slash postseason finish might be, you know, you want to have this season be as fluid, as non-fluid and as, you know, straight to the book as we've had over the last several years. But again, the playing aspect is interesting because if you have just a finite amount of time, why not experiment with that idea with the 7th and 8th seed?
Shams, I kind of lost you a little bit here because we, you know, we have the every now and then we got a little glitch because we're working from home. But so you're talking about an actual play-in aspect right now for the NBA as far as the 7th and 8th seeds are concerned? Is that what you're talking about?
That is one of the scenarios in play. That is something that I think will get strong consideration. Again, I think that in talking to most teams, owners, GMs, executives, players, they feel that, you know, why have the bottom feeding teams come and play in Orlando in the bubble city?
Right.
And I think most of them do prefer anywhere from 18 to 24 teams with some level of a play-in tournament. But I do believe Adam Silver wants to be as straight to the book as he can be.
Now, there's a difference when you look at the bubble playoff teams, if you will, between the West and the East. I mean, you've got only a 3 or 4 game difference between Memphis and Portland and New Orleans and Sacramento and even San Antonio. In the East, there's only one team in Washington, and even there, 5.5 games back. And then there's a little bit of a drop where you get to Charlotte and Chicago. Is there a chance they would treat the East and West differently because of where we are standings-wise between the difference in missing the playoffs out West and the difference in missing the playoffs in the East?
I'm sure, but it is tough to then separate the two, right? If you're going to do something for the West, why not do it for the East? But you're right. Like, let's be honest. You know, the Wizards were probably not going to make the playoffs, right? But you could make a case for either the Blazers or the Pelicans and teams of that sort in the Western Conference to make a run. And so it does, there is an unfair aspect to this. But listen, like, you know, there could also be a sense with Adam Silver that he wants to bring all 30 teams back, no matter what his owners say. This is something he wants to do and be as traditional as possible and just play it out that way. Maybe have 9 to 13 regular season games, which also was lobbied to the GMs in the survey. There's so many different, you know, ways that the NBA can play this, I think is going to continue to play out in these conversations with their owners over the next few days.
But if you're telling me that they're going to come back and play 9 or 13 regular season games, you're telling me that? And you are playing in one arena all the time? How are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what are you going to play games like in the morning to get all these games in if you're playing it in one place?
Yeah, I think the NBA is confident that they'll have multiple gym complexes to use in Disney, but you're right. I mean, it's going to get challenging, and I think the amount of games I hear from teams that they want to participate in at least is 5 to 7. And so, you know, one thing I do believe the NBA wants is for these teams to have either whether it's scrimmage games or regular season games before they go into a playoff. So, you know, another scenario that could be in play as well is just taking the 16 teams that are in the playoffs right now and just going directly to the postseason. And, you know, if that were the case, try to log whether it's 2 to 5 scrimmage games, regular season games, whatever you want to call them, exhibition games, and then go straight to the playoffs. That's another idea that I've heard discussed as well.
Yeah, I think as a fan, that's my favorite towards it. Now, I've always thought as a basketball fan, it would be really cool to get rid of East versus West to go 1 through 16. I think long-term, that would be great. There's a lot of benefits to it. Is that something the commissioner is considering doing in the short term, since everybody may be at the same bubble side, so there's no concern about travel? Is that a serious option right now for the NBA?
Yeah, it's one of the very serious considerations. It's something that they had on the GM survey to teams. You know, basically asking them, do you want to go the traditional East-West 1-16, or do you want to reseed all the teams based on records 1-16? And so that is something that is in play. I do believe, you know, that idea has gained some more traction within the league office over the last couple of years. And so to be able to implement it this season, you know, after we've had a long 3+4 month hiatus potentially before games begin, I think that is an idea that has gained some momentum.
Shams, what are they looking at as far as the draft lottery and the draft? When exactly would that happen? Is there a time? Have they talked about that? Is there a time frame for that?
That hasn't, you know, been crossed yet, just for the simple fact that I think the NBA is still trying to get a grip on when are we going to have the season? What will the final dates end up being? But listen, if they end up, you know, commencing a season sometime in July or August, then, you know, you would hope that you would have some sort of a lottery around that same time, maybe August. Try to throw in a combine at some point in August or September. You know, if you're going to have the draft in September or October, you want to have the combine at least a month or 2 months out. So, you know, I think August would probably be a soft target. But, you know, I think until the NBA gets a baseline on the dates for their season, it's tough for them to even think about the combine and draft right now.
Now, I know this as a commissioner of a fantasy league. Sometimes I'll ask owners what they want to do, and the truth is, Shams, I'm not really listening to them. I'm letting them give their opinion, and then ultimately I'm going to make my own decision. Is Silver, does he have in your mind something he wants to do, and he's just saying, let me hear from the GMs, let me hear what they have to say, or do you think he will kind of go with what the consensus wants? If the consensus of GMs say, hey, we just want to go right to the playoffs, no messing around, these are the 16 teams, let's go, is he open-minded, or do you think he's got something he really wants to do?
No question. I think GMs looked at getting the survey and looked at it like, you know what, Adam Silver in the league office probably has exactly what they want to do already. They're just, you know, want to save face, and they're giving us an opportunity to have input. But,
right,
you know, if there's an overwhelming consensus in the GM survey, it's hard for Adam Silver not to look at it. This is just another way. You know, he has probably a handful of voices he's listening to, right? He's listening to his own league office. He's listening to the owners. He's listening to the players. And then GMs. He has a call with the GMs every week. So that's four different areas of expertise that that he has in mind. And so, you know, and I know he's talking to Rob Manfred, I was told, a lot as well throughout this whole process. And they're, you know, engaged in a battle right now over finances. I don't expect the NBA to have the same financial issues, but, you know, from a protocol standpoint, from a health standpoint, you know, there are a lot of intersecting issues for both leagues. But, you know, I think there is just a handful of voices that Adam is paying attention to, and one of them is the GM voice.
Now, Shams, no matter what happens, how this year plays out, the next year, okay, the 2021 season is going to open in December, right? I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that, like around Christmas. Would you agree that that's what will happen?
That's what I've reported, that is the date that they're targeting, Christmas Day, December 25th, for the start of 2020-21. But again, like with a lot of this, it's been a moving target. Now, if the league feels that it can get fans back by January, do they wait until January? You know, a lot still depends on what happens with the season. And but I do think from owners, from players, from the league office, that December 25th date is a target.
when the playoffs start, all right, whether it's the Brooklyn Nets against the Magic or the Brooklyn Nets against the LA Lakers, do you expect Kevin Durant to be playing?
I don't, just because we haven't gotten that sense, right? From, you know, every time, you know, whenever, you know, you hear from, you know, Rich Kleiman or anyone around the Nets, like, there isn't a, you know, he is playing. But, and you got to keep in mind, you know, I don't expect the guys that, you know, were already listed as out for the season, whether it's Klay Thompson, you know, Kyrie Irving, you know, Kevin Durant falls in that same boat. You know, how can you expect them to, you know, coming off a 3.5-4 month hiatus, time off, time that they have not been able to have access to their own facility for rehab, for training, how do you expect them to then short-circuit their rehab to be able to come back for a handful of games potentially? It doesn't do the player any good. It doesn't do the organization any good. It doesn't do the fans any good. So it's really negligence if you were to bring a player that's already out for the season back for a handful of games just because maybe a handful of fans want to watch. It probably isn't even, you know, I don't know how useful it would end up being for fans either. So I just, all the guys that are out for the year, it would shock me if any of them took the step of coming back for a handful of games.
Shams, I know you got to run, but quickly let me just ask you, the NBA season will resume in your mind when?
If it does resume, I would look at, you know, the last week of July to the first week of August as far as, you know, first games. I think that has been, again, a floating target that I've heard. But, you know, as a lot of this has gone, guys, it's definitely a very fluid situation.
Should be interesting to keep an eye on. Shams, we always appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, man.
Guys, appreciate it.